AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Mask mandates are being lifted in states like New York and Illinois. In New York, starting tomorrow, Governor Kathy Hochul says a mask is not required at an indoor business.
I believe this has made a huge difference, and it gives also patrons of businesses the comfort to know that they are safe when they went into these stores during our most vulnerable time when we saw those numbers literally off the charts. And now those numbers are coming down.
Masks are still required at schools. There are still protests by truckers over virus rules in Canada, including at the Ambassador Bridge connecting Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. This is White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We support peaceful protest, but we have concerns when those protests turn violent. And certainly I think it's important for everyone in Canada and the United States to understand what the impact of this blockage is, potential impact on workers, on the supply chain. And that is where we are most focused.
At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby says Russia is sending more troops near the Ukraine border. Regarding U.S. troop movements in Europe,
we're trying to be very deliberate. And again, I would just beg your understanding of that.
The House committee investigating the Capitol riots subpoenaed former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, an ally of former President Donald Trump, who promoted false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. At the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says diversity as a value has made the league stronger, and they're not doing a good enough job in increasing diversity at high-ranking positions.
We have to look, is there another thing that we can do to make sure we're attracting that best talent here and making our league inclusive? If I had the answer right now, I would give it to you.
A lawsuit has been filed alleging racism in hiring from former Miami coach Brian Flores. Wall Street, the Dow finished up 305 points. This is AP News. Israel launched an airstrike in Syria. A Syrian soldier was killed. Five others were wounded.
Israeli military said it attacked targets near Damascus shortly after an anti-aircraft missile was fired from the Arab country into northern Israel. Israel said the Syrian rocket exploded in the air and was not intercepted by Israeli air defenses, but it activated warning sirens in northern Israel. There were no reports of injuries or damage in Israel. In a rare statement acknowledging attacks inside Syria, the Israeli army said it struck Syrian facilities used in targeting Israeli aircraft, including a radar and anti-aircraft batteries. I'm Karen Chemas.
A Colorado supermarket where 10 people were shot and killed is reopening to mixed emotions. A spokesperson for King Soopers says a survey conducted by the company found workers and customers overwhelmingly wanted the store to reopen, and the company heeded changes they asked for, including a lighter, brighter appearance. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.